This is North Shore Today for Friday, February 3, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny, windy today, temperatures dropping below 10. High tide in Gloucester Harbor, 9:39 a.m. and 10:20 p.m. Our top news story today and heading into the weekend is the bitter cold weather that's in the forecast for the North Shore. Our North Shore Today post will update community weather-related announcements throughout the day as they become available. Most area schools are open today. However, Boston did cancel school due to the cold weather moving in. Keep posted for any adjustments school may make for their evening events scheduled for tonight. In Woburn, teachers remain out on strike again today. This marks the fifth day of their strike and the fifth day of no school for students. Salem Hospital has been named one of America's 250 best hospitals, according to a newly released ranking by a major healthcare data company. The Salem News reports that Health Grades recognize the top 5% of hospitals in the country using a variety of data sets. A 32-year-old Brookline man has been charged with causing a disturbance at Endicott College Wednesday night. The Salem News reports that Ryan Brown was involved in an incident at a sporting event. Allegedly, he was disruptive at the event and was abusive toward police. Later, he allegedly broke a sprinkler head at the Beverly Police Station. The Saugus School Committee has named former high school principal Michael Hashem to become the district's interim superintendent, while Aaron McMahon remains on paid administrative leave. The Daily Item is reporting that Hashem also served as interim superintendent back in 2016. An Essex County Superior Court jury sitting in Salem found 38-year-old Emilio De La Rosa guilty of first-degree murder for the 2016 killing of Wanda Rosa. The jury found De La Rosa guilty of strangling Rosa in front of their 4-year-old son, who'd been lying in bed with his mother at their Methuen apartment. The Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker reacted to the verdict, saying, "One of the most important things we do is give voice and seek justice for victims. The work done by our team gave voice to Wanda and justice to her family, friends, and son." During a trial that began January 23, Assistant District Attorney Kate McDougall said the couple had an abusive relationship. Rosa had been caring for her son and training for a new job at the time of her death. The information in this report was released by the Essex County DA's office last night. Sports next, with news on two unbeaten basketball teams and what's ahead this weekend in local sports.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night. The Celtics host the Suns tonight. The Bruins are on a 10-day break in their schedule. In local sports, after last night's action, there are now still two unbeaten basketball teams in Lynn. The Lynn English boys defeated Everett 74-56 to move to 16-0 on the season. The Lynn Classical girls topped Malden 53-41. The Beverly High School wrestling team captured the Northeastern Conference title this week with their win over Salem. Now ahead tonight in boys basketball, Saugus is at Salem, Swampscott at Beverly, Danvers travels to Marblehead, Gloucester heads to Peabody. Girls basketball, a game to watch tonight, finds Winthrop at Masconomet. Tomorrow in high school hockey, D1 powerhouse St. John's Prep meets Xaverian. Prep coach Christian Hansen on tomorrow's game.
Yeah, I mean, that's the team that we got matched up in the championship game last year. So they're a younger team this year. We played them at Essex a few weeks back. We built the 3-1 lead after two and got a fourth goal in the third period on a nice play by Rosa. You know, but that was a game that was 1-1 for a while. We got some good goaltending and ended up scoring after Zverin had taken the lead. They had gotten a power play and Cole Blazer got a breakaway goal that tied it at 1. So, I mean, they're going to be a real tough opponent on the road Saturday night. They'll have a good crowd there, so it's going to be a tough game.
In the Northeastern Conference, league-leading Winthrop to take on Marblehead tomorrow night. This is Winthrop coach Dale Dunbar on Viking Pete Silverman.
I honestly think he's got to be one of the best players in the whole state at all the levels. You know, the kid's special. We have a good rapport. I challenge him all the time. He's a gifted kid, but those are the guys you challenge the most, so they can always set the standard. And, he's a great kid, great leader. He's one of our captains as a junior. And he's a difference maker.
Winthrop coach Dale Dunbar. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.